us a big, big hand of praise. Thank you, Lord. Shall we lift up our two hands? The chains are falling. You can hear that already. You can see that already. Lift up your two hands and give God thanks. Give him glory and praise. The chains are falling. 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 The barriers are broken down. The iron gates are lifting up their heads. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. Amen. When he visited the prison, suddenly the foundation of the prison was shaken. Every man's bonds was loosed. The gates opened up on their own accord. His visitation equals the falling of chains. God has visited quite a number of us. He will yet visit you. Some have not encountered the visitation. You will have one. Many shall be visited tonight. Lift up your two hands. Jesus, speak to me tonight. I'm ready for you. Jesus, speak to me tonight. I'm ready for you. Jesus, speak to me tonight. I'm ready for you. Your word is locating you. In Jesus' name. It's my year of breaking limits. Give Jesus a big hand and get seated, please. Preparation is a non-negotiable requirement for performance in any endeavor. Jotham became great because he prepared his ways before the Lord his God. No matter how anointed, no preparation, no manifestation. Poor preparation, poor manifestation. Great preparation, great manifestations. God wants to do something in your life tomorrow night. Therefore, prepare to meet thy God. Amos chapter 4 and verse 12. He said, because thus will I do unto thee. Therefore, thus will I do unto thee, O Israel. And because I will do this unto thee, prepare to meet thy God, O Israel. Behind every poor performance is poor preparation. Behind every good performance is great preparation. I was on my way to take delivery of whatever made again. I was so tied up to that desperation. And on the day of that encounter, I never knew who was it on my right side or who was it on my left side. That's not my concern. I was so focused on my mission, I didn't even check the name of the hotel where we stayed. Neither do I know it now. But I returned with the baton. Your performance can never outweigh your preparation. Prepare to meet thy God. Jotham became great because he prepared his ways before the Lord his God. There's always something about the last in every divine agenda. The last of every divine agenda is for anyone who cares. It's for everyone who cares. On the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus Christ saying, if any man thirst, this is your hour. This is the last day. Come over here and drink of the water of life freely. No matter the encounters we have had, God is going to give you a unique one. In the name of Jesus Christ. That one day changed the face of my calling and ministry forever. Something you'll be referring to the next 40 years will happen to you before this fast is over. We serve a God of sudden visitation. We have tried to look at all limit breakers who are products of divine visitation. We look at just one tonight by name Elisha. He was just on his normal routine, plying with 12 yokes of oxen. And then Elijah was passing by the instruction of the Lord and cast his mantle on him. 1 Kings chapter 19 and verse 19 to 21. So he departed thence and found Elisha, the son of Shaphat, who was plying with 12 yoke of oxen before him, and he with the 12th, and Elijah passed by him and cast his mantle upon him. And he left the oxen and ran after Elijah and said, sir, let me, I pray thee, kiss my father. He didn't say anything to him. The mantle just fell on him. And that changed his story forever. Is there not a prophet in the land that we may inquire of? The king of Israel asked. Yes, there is one, Elisha, the son of Shaphat, that poured water on the hands of Elijah. 2 Kings chapter 3 and verse 13 and 14. So that changed his story forever. As soon as Elijah left, Elisha stepped into his shoes full scale. He became the prophet to the nation. But the breaking limit dimension of his life is in that great scripture in 2 Kings chapter 13. 2 Kings 13 and verse 20 and 21. And Elisha died, and they buried him, and the bands of the Moabites invaded the land at the coming of the year. And it came to pass as they were burying a man that, behold, they spied a band of men, and they cast the man into the sepulchre of Elisha. And when the man was let down and touched the bones of Elisha, he revived and stood upon his feet. Ministry continued in death. That's the breaking limit dimension of it. His ministry continued in his death. His dry bones still carried the unction on him. Amen. By one visitation, he became a man to wonder at. He became a man to wonder at. Somebody's having a visitation this time that will turn you to a man and a woman to be wondered at. The exclamation from now will be, what manner of man is this? What manner of woman is this? His position supernaturally changed by that one visitation. But what does divine visitation offer? What does it offer us? What's in it for us? Divine visitation unveils the path of life. Thou will show me the path of life, for in thy presence is fullness of joy, and on your right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Divine visitation unveils the way to go, the task to embark upon, the steps to take. So he unveiled the path of life to Moses, an 80-year-old man. He kept down unveiled the path of life to Abraham, a 75-year-old man. Divine visitation unveils to us the path of life. And I can tell you, that's one of the greatest assets of life. Knowing where you are going. There are too many people going nowhere, sir. Knowing where you are going is a major asset of life and living. Knowing where you are going. Know how to get at what you need, the part of life. Thou will show me the path of life from thy presence. Every divine visitation unveils the path of life, the path of life. September 6, 1983, the Lord came down to our prayer room where we were praying. And I was in Psalm 34, verse 5. And he said, my son. That means he's come. Let me show you this. God is closer than you than you ever thought. God dwells in his word. And the Lord appeared again unto Samuel at Shiloh. For the Lord appeared unto Samuel at Shiloh by the word of the Lord. By. God is closer. We are just not tuning up right. You have your TV. It won't open up itself. You open the channel you want. They fixed one TV in my room. One day I asked, I said, is it connected? Because I've never seen it. I think it was a decoration. But it's real life TV. It has not been opened once. The TV I'm watching is more important than the one they have. So it won't open itself. So if you don't tune in, we can't see him. He's inside there. They are talking there 24 hours on several channels. But I can't see them because I won't tune in. Please tune in. The Lord appeared unto Samuel by the word of the Lord. October 1, 1983, I was out to a camp to behold his face. And as I sat down to prepare myself to talk with him and communicate with him, I saw me in Isaiah chapter 48 and verse 17. I'm the Lord that leadeth thee in the way that thou shouldest go. I'm the Lord that teacheth thee to profit. Then he said, I am committed to leading you if you are committed to following me. That's not that verse speaking to me. That's God visiting. I don't know what you came for, but I'm committed. Whatever you came for. To leading you if you are committed to following me. That was all I needed. His visitation unveiled that part. That's why I don't have any problem till I will die following where he leads. Following where he leads brought us to this forest. Following where he leads sent us to Africa. Following where he leads sent us to the world. I am committed to leading you only if you are committed to following me. Why God won't lead many people? He knows they are not committed to following him. They just make a mockery of him. You say, I should go to altar. Well, I think I'm smarter than that. There is no way anybody in his right mind can go there. There is no way for church or for family. It will be like my old man will say, why are you lawyering me? He'll be lawyering God. So God doesn't waste his time leading those who won't follow. I pray you'll be listed among the army of ardent followers. The benefits and the blessings are unsearchable. And they tasted not when he led them through the desert. You mean you can go through the desert without a thirst? He caused the rock to bring forth water for them. He cleaved the rocks also, and the waters gushed out. Isaiah 48, verse 21. He shows us the path of life in his presence. In his presence. His visitation unveils the path of life that changed our position supernaturally. He hasn't changed. I was in UK after we got the CFO for this property, and I was asking the Lord, what do you want to use this land for? And God delivered the master plan to me, sir. Raw. It was an awesome day. My wife was going out with my host for them to buy something. I was in the car. When they went out, I was in the car. They came by, they had to knock. And I wasn't sleeping. I was deeply in his presence. Every single detail he showed, there was no topographical map, there was nothing. Everything he showed is what we have on ground here today. Come on, give the Lord praise. He said to Moses, see that thou doest all things according to the pattern shown to you on the mountain. There was no stress. This shall become Moriah, where destinies are prepared. Faith Academy. This shall be called Shiloh, the place of my appearance. And you shall gather there once a year. This shall become Hebron, the place where kings are made. Now, that's the heaviest population that we have, and that's the lower part of the building. So, the sewage system became natural. I never sighted the topo map here. Never sighted. Before this fast is over, the God of details will appear to you. Throughout this year, there shall be no guesswork in your life. It's not about somebody being called. It's about somebody being a man of the Spirit, walking in the Spirit. You don't have to be called. I started hearing from God directly since I was 22. Clear tones. No mistake. He led me through a town without a GPS and said to where I was going. Go forward. Make a left. Make a left. I say, hey, Holy Spirit, where are you taking me to? Where are you asking me to take you to? Without asking a person, I located these fellows where they moved to without talking to nobody. I pray that the grace of God will tune you up into the realm of the Spirit so that we will not suffer the plague of guessworks again in life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The cost is simply live and walk in the Spirit. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Galatians 5:25. And be sensitive. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and the heavens opened. Revelation 1:10. I pray that this fast will change your spiritual level forever. Yeah. Let me hear your loudest amen. Yeah. Let me hear your loudest amen. Yeah. Let me hear your loudest amen. Yeah. When prayer and the Lord says, stand up and follow me. I've shared that with you several times. Broad daylight, no guesswork. Stand up, follow me. And I did. And he unveiled four vital instructions for commanding church growth for life. His visitation unveils the path of life. It will walk in the desert. It will walk in the forest. It will walk in the monsoon. It will walk anywhere. Because God's word runs swiftly across the earth. I was before the Lord at 3 o'clock this morning, a.m. Awesome. Awesome time. Awesome time. The room was filled with God's presence. And I saw me with very clean direction on what I'll be engaging with till my time on earth is over. I have seen in his presence that I'm here for above 100. I saw it myself. Not yesterday, I mean sometime back. It's no guesswork. It will show you the path of life. Any devil haunting your life will fall for your sake. Thou will show me the path of life. That's what to cry for. Why is this church not growing? Thou will show me the path of life. Why am I struggling financially? God will show you the path of life. Why are things not working the way I thought they would work? God will show you the path of life. If you ask genuine questions, God is committed to respond. If you ask questions for flattery, you'll be asking for life. There'll be no response. Again, my prayer is that no one here will end this fast without definite encounters. Amen. Without definite access to the path of life. Amen. In every area of your concern. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Also, before this fast is over, please understand. God said, when he blesses you, whosoever curses you shall be cursed. That's his word. And I will bless them that bless thee, and him that curses you, I will curse. In Genesis 27 and verse 29, he said, blessed is he that blesses thee, and cursed be everyone that curses thee. That's just speaking the same language of God. So when you are blessed of God, you become uncursable. And God sent Christ to bless us. So every child of God that's walking in the light is ordained to be blessed. Acts chapter 3 verse 26. So anyone that curses you, anything that curses you, is cursed in return. Jesus approached the fig tree and they couldn't find fruit on it. He couldn't find fruit on it. And he said, no one eats fruit of thee from now forever. That was mockery. And The cause took hold of that tree. It dried up within 24 hours. Every agent of the devil that is mocking your destiny in Christ comes under a curse tonight. For the two children gathered together and began to hit at Elisha. Oh boy, go up. Oh boy, go up. 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 23 and 24. He turned and cursed them in the name of the Lord, and God confirmed it instantly. That means every witch, every wizard, every occult person that rains a curse on you will be eaten up. And Paul cursed Elymas by the Holy Ghost. Acts 13 and verse 8 to 12. And he was struck with blindness instantly. Anything that is resisting the delivery of your mission on earth will go blind. But we are to proclaim the cause for God to confirm. No weapon that is fashioned against you shall prosper, but everything that shall gather against you shall fall for your sake. He said, every tongue that rests against you, you shall condemn. You have to condemn before I can confirm. So we are to condemn for God to confirm. We can't wait for God to condemn. He has given us the right to condemn. Then he will go on there to confirm. Isaiah 54 verse 17. He said, no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness of me, saith the Lord. You condemn, I confirm. You condemn, I confirm. You condemn, I confirm. Oh Lord, to whom vengeance belongs, show yourself. Then I'll show myself. Don't watch the enemy curse you and go free. Invoke the higher cause on him. 1 Samuel chapter 17 and verse 41 to 50. We saw this brawling Goliath. The Philistine came on and drew near unto David, and the man that bare his shield before him. And when the Philistine looked about and saw David, he disdained him, for he was but a youth and ruddy and of a fair countenance. And the Philistine said unto him, am I a dog that thou comest to me with staves? And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. And now here David in return. Then David said, thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. Now hear the curse. This day will the Lord deliver thee into my hand, and I will smite thee and take thy head from your body. And I will give the carcasses of the host of Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air and to the wild beasts of the field, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. He gave it back to him. He gave it back on his head. The details of David's cause was fully delivered. He caught the head of that man with his sword and carried it in a calabash to town. And David became a national hero as a teenager. Don't watch the devil go free inflicting curse on you. Invoke the higher curse of the Lord. He cursed that man in the name of the Lord. So you can curse anything that is out against God's agenda for your life. The good news is, the chains are falling. No more stagnations. No more setback. No more failures. No more defeat. No more frustration. In the name of Jesus. Say with me, what I don't condemn, God cannot confirm. What I won't condemn, God will not confirm. That's the basis of confrontational prayer. You just launch that attack. For I give you a mouth and wisdom that none of his adversaries can resist nor gainsay. A canchair was said to be beheaded. Now hear me. Except I'm not sent. Every authority, every man, every woman that is part of that assault, their generation is written off. Now, wait a minute. God makes diviners mad. I release the curse of insanity in their camp. Within the next 24 hours, there shall be news that the camp of the wicked has been scattered. There shall be sudden deaths on a roll. In the name of Jesus. The God of vengeance has landed in Nigeria. Their generation will be written off. No one shall have a name in their generation. The generation of these killers is cursed tonight. In the name of Jesus. Now, every of their backings, every of their sponsors, their fountain dries up. You come against the church, you are broken into pieces. The church comes against you, you are grinded into powder. My God, grind them to powder. Grind them to powder. All these worthless bandits, grind them to powder. You know, he sent me as a prophet of liberation to my generation. I have apostolic authority over this territory. No guesswork. Except God has not sent me, the judgment begins now. That judgment begins now. That judgment begins now. The day David cursed Goliath was the day fair. How dare you? Which devil is backing you? It's over. In the same vein, every gang up against God's agenda for your life this year falls for your sake. Every devil that won't let you go goes down for you. Amen. When I bless, God hears you. When I curse, it confirms. The curses released tonight is confirmed upon the head of the wicked. And then to stand and claim responsibility and still be walking on the street, curse be every authority behind it. Netus canore shega. Baba kika kotia noza. Engroko kika kotia nezo. Barose kete krodia. Yashanke kaneka ton pretina doze. Emoshaka. Come and pray in the spirit. Everybody, begin to invoke curses upon this evil generation. Generation of killers. Pray in the spirit, everybody. Spirit, bring them down. In Jesus' precious name, we are praying. I told this nation. 2015, you are heading for crisis. I say with every passion in me, I'm a prophet. I'm not an opinion leader. Now, see where you find yourself. Lord, have mercy upon this blind church. Blindness. Nothing but blindness. I saw the devil coming to a road. The beauty of a nation. I saw a gang up of evil men and women coming to molest the destiny of a people. No mercy. Would you help me say, God, have mercy? Have mercy. Upon your church in Nigeria. Have mercy. Rewrite our story. Put the enemy to silence. Grant us a new beginning. Thank you, Jesus. Well, the deal is done. They will smell. They will stink. The name of the Lord shall be glorified. Of Islamizing Nigeria is a fool. Never! Too late! Too late! Thank you, Jesus. Nigeria shall remain a free nation. You don't want it, go away. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. The God of liberation has come. Yeah. Nigeria is free. Yeah. Fear has gone to their heart now. Yeah. The angels of God are at work now. Yeah. They are flying all across the places. Yeah. And confirming those curses on their head. Yeah. In the name of Jesus. Yeah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Help me pray covering over everyone in the north. Pray a covering over everyone in the northern part of Nigeria, in the middle belt, everyone in the southwest, everyone in the southeast, everyone in the south. Begin to plead the blood of Jesus. And they overcame him by the blood. Begin to plead the blood of Jesus against these mad people. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' precious name. The spiritual and spirit to know when to bless and when to curse. Receive it now. The grace to know when to move and when to stand. and when to fight. Receive it now. Thank you, Father. You can't operate in the realm of breaking limits without understanding the ways of God. Nigeria is delivered. And your life is rescued. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Give the Lord a big hand and get seated. Amen. Very quickly tonight, you are here in this service and you are not born again yet. You want to turn your life over to Christ. I'd like to pray with you. Wherever you are tonight, you want to live the overcomer's life. You want to live free from the threat of the devil. You want to live a triumphant life and make heaven at the end of your journey. Wherever you are, please stand to your feet and I pray with you. Stand to your feet. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Somebody else is standing up. Wherever you are, please stand to your feet. You want to turn your life over to Christ tonight and be born again. Please stand to your feet. There are also people here tonight that need to rededicate their life to Christ. Reconnect back to God. I'm going to enjoy the free flow of eternal life one more time. Wherever you are, you want to reconnect back to God. You want to rededicate your life to Jesus. Stand to your feet. Stand to your feet. God bless you. And God bless you. Thank you, Jesus. That applies to all of the brethren at the various viewing centers across Lagos and Nauta. Please stand to your feet. God bless you. Everybody standing, please be on your way down here. Be on your way down here. Keep coming. It's not late for anyone else to join us. Join us quickly and experience a brand new beginning, a new life. Keep coming. Keep coming. Someone else is standing up to be here. All the friends at the viewing center, please approach the altar area. The pastors are waiting there. We pray at the same time. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Please bow your heads. Lift up your right hand before the Most High God. And pray this prayer after me. Say after me, Lord Jesus. I surrender my life to you tonight. Forgive me all my sins. Wash me with your blood. I believe you died for me. On the third day, you rose again, that I may be justified. Right now, I believe my sins are now forgiven. I'm justified by your blood. I'm saved. I'm born again. I'm restored back to the faith. I'm now a child of God. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my soul. Amen. Be blessed of the Lord in the name of Jesus. Be blessed of the Lord in the name of Jesus. I cover each of you with the blood of Jesus. Stay covered all the days of your life. Grace to live this life, receive it now. You shall not fail nor falter on the way. In Jesus' name. Congratulations. Congratulations. Please walk this way and then you submit your forms out there and join us back. Shall we all rise? Amen.